all the plastic water bottles we use. One estimate is 80% of those plastic bottles wind up in landfills. Well, then stop and think about all of the water bottles used in Flint due to the water crisis. Ellie Rose Van Overbeek has an idea that can help the planet and people in Flint create jobs by using the plastic water bottles from Flint to make eyeglasses. Along with collaborator Jack Burns, Ellie Rose has co-founded a company called Genesee, the first sustainable eyewear brand to have its products made and assembled in Flint. She is with us now. Ellie Rose, what is happening to all of the water bottles that have been coming out of Flint all these years?
Yeah, so currently there's a few major players who are doing the majority of the collection of the plastic water bottles, and then those bottles are being shipped out of the city and reprocessed and resold to larger corporations and businesses outside of the state and outside of the country, who are then profiting off the fact that Flint has been forced to use bottled water for the past 4 years. You know, it wasn't a choice by anyone in Flint to have to use this amount of plastic. It's a necessity. It's needed right now, and it's really important that they have access to clean water. But, you know, with Genesee, our big focus has been how do we be a part of a long-term solution with, you know, what's happening with all of this plastic.
So you want to kind of disrupt this narrative of all this plastic going out and making money elsewhere for people who are not in Flint. And you've come up with this idea of turning this plastic waste into eyeglass frames. So how do you do that?
It's a lot simpler than I would have ever imagined, to be completely honest. I have a background in design, as well as my business partner. We both went to Parsons, but this is the first time that we've ever worked in accessories and specifically glasses. But what happens is the bottles are processed. They're cleaned and reprocessed into pellets. They almost look like little sprinkles. And then those pellets can be injection molded to really make anything. And we specifically chose eyeglasses because we believe it's a product of purpose and need. We didn't want to just make more stuff that the world didn't need, but how do we actually upcycle these bottles into a product that has a long lifespan? And eyeglasses, you know, an individual usually wears them for 1 to 2 years. For us eyeglass wearers out there, which is almost everyone, you know, wears some type of glasses. It's a product that you invest a little bit more money in, so you kind of take care of it and it has a bit more integrity. So that is really important when we're dealing with recycling, is not just recycling single-use plastic into more single-use objects, but how do we upcycle it into objects that last a bit longer in their lifespan.
Now, I know, Ellie Rose, you're originally from Michigan. As you say, you graduated from Parsons School of Design, so you've been living in New York City. How did you wind up founding a company that will make eyeglasses in Flint?
I'm a Michigan native, and I was back in my hometown of Detroit in early 2016 volunteering with the Red Cross during the Flint water crisis and just really observing the amount of plastic that the city was having to use due to the water crisis. And it was a really casual conversation between my now business partner and I, Jack Burns, of what can we do in Flint to help reduce this amount of plastic. We really had no intentions of starting a business starting out. And when we started speaking with community members, asking people, what do you need? What does Flint need? Every single person, like dozens of people, were telling us jobs. So we knew this wasn't going to be a charity or an art project, that we really needed to create a business that could scale and create living wage jobs in Flint.
You're setting this up in what's called a circular economy business model.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Currently, we're living in this linear model of buy, use, landfill. When you think of fast fashion or single-use plastic bottles, that's a linear economy. With a circular economy, you're not using virgin materials. You're using either recycled materials, upcycled materials, or newly engineered and designed materials that we know can be easily recycled and upcycled throughout this material stream. So things are no longer ending up in landfill. For us specifically, what that means is when you're done using your glasses, we will be able to buy them back from you for a credit towards your next purchase, and we can fully recycle old glasses back into our material stream to create new ones, so we're not creating any waste.
So now, you with this eye toward getting Flint residents into the jobs you're going to create with Genesee, how are you going about recruiting and hiring your employees?
We are working with an organization called the MAID Institute, and they specifically work with returning citizens, so people who are coming out of incarceration, displaced workers in general, and placing them in jobs that fit their skill set. So we will be working with them in recruiting and hiring our first employees, because we really want to make sure that we're being able to bring living wage jobs to the people who need it most.
And again, using those plastic bottles that are still pouring out of homes in Flint, turning them into these eyeglasses that I suspect, because both you and Jack went to the Parsons School of Design, they're going to be very cool-looking glasses.
We'll have to send you a pair.
Now, where are you in the process of making this all happen?
We are finalizing all of the CAD data for this first style, and we're going to be starting to cut our tooling and our mold that we will be using to do the induction molding. We are going to be hiring in late July our first employees to start making these glasses, and we'll be up and running this summer.
Let's look out 5 years down the road. What do you want Genesee to look like in 5 years, Allie Rose?
Absolutely. So our long-term goal is to be a fully vertically integrated facility in Flint City, employing dozens, if not even more than that, individuals in diverse jobs that, you know, range from assembly and manufacturing jobs to creative and marketing and design and social media jobs. So, you know, it's important that we're not just bringing manufacturing jobs to Flint, but we're able to harness this creative capital that Jack and I have both gained by being in New York and creating that bridge between, you know, the design resources that we have in New York and Flint.
The socially conscious eyeglass company, and it's called Genesee, and not like you would think. I'm going to let you spell out the name of your company for us, Allie Rose.
It's Genesee, G-E-N-U-S-E-E, Genusee.
Genusee, and Allie Rose Van Overbeck is the co-founder. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us, and we'll all be watching.
Thank you so much. This is such a pleasure. We are really grateful for this opportunity.